This is Mustangs Football from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Mustangs All Access post-game show powered by SFMSports.net. We're joined by Stevenson head coach Ed Hoddle. Coach, you guys are tied 7-7 in the first quarter. Got to think the complexion of the game changes if you're able to punch it in on that first and goal from the one. You know, what did Lycoming do there to stop you guys a couple of times down there?
No, I mean, they just beat us up on the edges. I mean, that's, you know, real simple. We didn't get the job done on front. I think it was the right call to go for it on fourth down. I knew it was going to take touchdowns to win the ball game. You know, just the decision, and they did a great job. You know, hats off to those guys. That's a great defense, and, you know, top 25 caliber defense in the country. So, you know, all in all, I think they did a nice job down there.
Do you think scoring there changes the entire complexion for you guys?
I think so. You know, but that's, you know, this crying over spilled milk.
Right.
So, you know, how much momentum would that have given us at that point? I don't know. You know, they're a good football team. You know, they're solid from top to bottom, and did a nice job today.
Coach, it seemed for the first time this season that penalties really impacted you in certain points where you didn't need them to.
Yeah, you know, we had some, I think at one point we were flagged six times in a row. You know, it is what it is. We'll look at the film and see, you know, and evaluate those and make the corrections as we need to.
Well, obviously, you're going to be watching a lot of film and evaluating quarterback play. A tough day for Daniel after he completed that first pass to Cortez. Struggled the rest of the day. A couple of interceptions thrown into the wind. Jeff comes in, completes his first couple of passes. Is that a position where you guys are going to have to watch the tape and see who practices better in the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's a work in progress. You know, those guys are working hard. You know, this defense is going to make a lot of quarterbacks look pedestrian. So, you know, it's just one of those things. We're just going to keep evaluating it and let them compete.
Yeah, I mean, the bye week is coming at a right time here.
Absolutely. We're a pretty beat-up football team. You know, we had a bunch of guys out there today that practiced maybe once this week. But, you know, that's the MAC. You know, you got to be tough, and you got to be able to play with some ouchies in the MAC. And, you know, the bye week is definitely coming at a good time from a health perspective for us. Absolutely.
Well, obviously, after starting 4-0, you wanted to be 5-0 and obviously keep it going. But somebody told you at the beginning of the season you're going to get off to a 4-1 start. Would you have taken that?
No. No, we want to be 5-0. You know, that's, you know, we want to win every ball game. You know, and again, we'll sit back and evaluate where we are. You know, this conference is such, you know, an 8-2 might win it for you.
Right.
You know, so, you know, all of the goals that we've established at the beginning of the year, they're all still in front of us. And, you know, big picture, I think, you know, we've still got a shot to win it. So, you know, we've got to be positive. You know, this wasn't the outcome that we wanted today. You know, we would certainly like to have been 5-0. But, you know, there's some things we can draw from, some lessons we can learn from today, and some things we can certainly get better at.
Do you feel like sort of this was the tough part of the schedule? 4-5 to start the season on the road, it's got to be downhill from here.
It's never downhill in the MAC. You know, I mean, it's just everybody's so good, everybody's so sound fundamentally, and everybody's so physical. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, Del Valle in 2 weeks. Then, then we've got FDU, and then we've got Widener right after that, and then the tough Wilkes team. So, you know, it's a tough conference. You've got to bring your A game every week, whether you're on the road or whether you're at home. So, you know, I made the comment yesterday to Coach Johnson on the bus that it's just becoming normal. So, you know, it was tough, but I think, you know, I think the guys have responded pretty positively to it.
You talked about how banged up everybody is. What is the plan for the team for the next 2 weeks leading into that Delaware Valley?
You know, a lot of T-shirts, a lot of shorts running around, just helmets, you know, just trying to get guys healthy and get that bounce back in their step. So, you know, I imagine that Scott and his crew will be pretty busy in the training room over the next couple weeks. And, you know, there's two schools of thought. You know, some guys will bang them around a little bit. I think, you know, where we are right now, I think we're going to take the pedal off the gas a little bit as far as the contact and practice goes. You know, look to clean a lot of the mental stuff up as we move into actual game week with Del Valle, and then we'll ramp it back up and get right back into our regular weekly preparation.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for joining us after the game, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. You get a week off from us, I think, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Great. Thank you.